Welcome to Compass with Hella E. Michelia, finding direction for your life.
Greetings of grace and peace. I'm Hella E. Michelia, and I want to wish you a happy, marvelous, unusual God's help, presence, power, and assistance in this new year, 2021. I hope that you've had a great time at Christmas, and I want to wish you a happy new year and wish you all the best that 2021 has in store for all of us. This is Compass, finding direction for our lives, and this is our maiden broadcast for 2021. And primarily, I just want to take the opportunity today to share with you what I believe is the intent of God, or the heart of God for us as we enter into the new year. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, we give you praise, and we give you glory. We honor you and we appreciate you for your goodness and kindness towards us. We thank you for all that you have done for us and that which you continue to do. I ask in the name of Jesus that as your word goes forth today, it will find place in the hearts of men. Thank you for simplicity of heart. Thank you for yieldedness to your intentions, plans, and purposes. Let your name be glorified in everything we are going to do in Jesus' name. So once again, I want to welcome you to this new year. I believe that every one of us, as we enter into a year, the primary thing that is in our heart, especially Christians, is to fulfill God's plans and purposes for our lives. I believe with the whole of my heart that you have some goals, you have some plans, you have some desires, you have some things that you want to do. Like I shared with us at the end of last year, I said to us that success is fulfilling God's purposes for your lives in the manner or in the way He wants you to do it, and within the time, space, or the season that He wants you to achieve that. And today, I want to encourage you that as we enter into this new year, that your number one desire, your number one pursuit is not necessarily to make New Year resolutions. In and of themselves, they are not bad. Is not to just, just start up and start writing some ideas that you think you should have. I believe that the most important thing you must focus your heart on doing in this season and this time is to find out from God what He has for you to do in this season and in this year. I want you to know that God has a plan for you. God has a purpose for you. There's something God wants you to achieve with your life in 2021. And your assignment is to position yourself to receive that which God wants you to do. Because success is fulfilling God's purpose in the manner He wants you to fulfill it, or in the way He wants you to do it, and within the time frame or season that He wants you to do it. So if God has given you a year, 365 or 66 days, and the year is called 2021, and God puts an assignment in your heart, that becomes your number one pursuit. Many people pursue many things that God has not sent them to do. I remember the late man of God, Kenneth Hagin, made a statement once. He said, people go and look for plans, and they come and they want God to bless it. He said, but God's plan come blessed. The word to bless, or blessing, or blessed, means to be empowered to prosper. To be empowered to prosper. That is that when God gives you His plans, what God has given to you is something that is already empowered, prosper. When God speaks a word to you, God is not expecting that your strength is going to make that thing come to pass. When God says to you, go, already in that word go is the capacity or the power to make that movement. So your job actually is to cooperate with God to make, that movement. So many people, they do not seek the face of God. They do not ask God, what God will have them do. And they come into a year, and then we have all kinds of things coming up, all kinds of, people looking for many things, to do. But God wants you to seek His plans. His plans come blessed. His plans come blessed. God was speaking to children of Israel in the book of Ezekiel. He said, they have gone out and done many things and have not sought counsel from my mouth. God expects you to seek counsel from His mouth. God expects you to ask Him, what is that He wants you to do? What is that He wants you to commit your life into this year? And as we enter into this new year, one of the primary things the Lord spoke to us in this new year is coming from the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 26. I'm going to read Romans chapter 8, verse 26. It says, "So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weakness. For we do not know what prayer to offer, nor how to offer it, worthily as we ought. But the Spirit himself goes to meet our supplication and pleads in on our behalf with unspeakable yearnings and groanings too deep for utterance." Now, my focus is on the first part of this statement. It says, so too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. So too, the Holy Spirit comes to our aid. I want to decree and declare that this year, 2021, is our year of help. It is our year of divine assistance. I want you to know the Bible says that except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake, but in vain. This is a year that we are going to experience the help of God. In this year, 2021, is the year that we are going to experience the divine assistance that comes from God. He said, "I will arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor has come, yet the set time is here now." You know, God in the year 2021 is going to bring divine assistance into your life. Scripture speaking says, if the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead be in your mortal body, he said he will vitalize your mortal body. We term the year take off, our way of taking off. I noticed that every time an aircraft, especially a rocket, wants to take off, there is a launch pad from which that rocket takes off. In other words, a rocket cannot be able to take off on its own except it is helped. There is a launch pad upon which the rocket must take off. This year is that year that the Holy Spirit is going to launch your life into the unusual. It says, if the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead be in your mortal body, it will vitalize, or it will help you. I want you to know that there is help for you in this new year. This is our confession for 2021, that it is the year of our help. It is the year of divine assistance. It's the year that God is going to come to our aid. Why do you need help? You need help in a number of places. One, a man needs help if he is trying to do something that is greater than his strength. So it then means that if this year the vision that God has put in your heart is greater than your resources, mental, spiritual, or material, I want you to know that in this year, God is granting help to you. Number two, I want you to know that at any point that a man faces opposition, especially an opposition that is stronger than him, then that man requires help. And I want you to know that this year, every opposition that is going to come towards your life, God is going to grant you help. David said, "By the Lord, I ran through a troop, and by the Lord, I leaped over a wall." David wrote, he said, "You delivered me from mine enemies because they were too strong for me." This year, you're going to see the help of God as God gives you divine assistance from things that are stronger than you, from things that desire to put you down, from things that desire to crush you, from things that desire to take you out. God is going to give you divine help. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 26, Paul said, "So too the Holy Spirit comes to our aid and bears us up in our weaknesses." In other words, when you read verse 28 says, "We are assured and know that God, being a partner in our labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to his design and purpose." What is the Holy Spirit saying here? The Holy Spirit is saying that God is a partner in your labor. Why do you need a partner? You need a partner because whenever you are going to do something that is going to be great, no man does great things alone. I mean, if you look at, let's say, businesses, when a person wants to start a small business, he doesn't need help. He just needs to have a small shop, you know, whether in front of his house or a table in front of his house, and, you know, just raise some little capital. When that person wants to make it a limited liability company, then he needs some few people to join him as partners, you know, as shareholders. And when the person wants to take it further and wants to make it a public liability company, then that person advertises that company and tells people to come and buy shares. So the further you want to go in life, the more you are going to need assistance. Every man that has become great in life is a man who was helped by God. Every man who has become anything in life is a man whom God has helped. I want to speak to you today. I want to encourage you today. And I want to say to you that 2021 is the year of divine assistance. It's the year that God brings, who's going to bring assistance into your life. He's going to bring help into your life. And my prayer for you is that the eyes of your understanding will be enlightened so that you will see the help that God brings. Every man that ever did anything great was helped of the Lord. The Bible speaking about King Uzziah in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 26. The Bible says that King Uzziah was marvelously helped of the Lord until he became great. I decree over you today that this year you will experience the marvelous help of God. I decree over you today that this year that you will experience unusual grace, uncommon flow of God's help, God's mercy, God's favor, unlike any other year of your life, that you will come into divine assistance, that you will come into divine help, that God is going to help you to become what he has desired for you to become this year, in the name of Jesus. So I want to encourage you, you know, that what you need are the plans of God. The plans of God come blessed. The plans of God comes prepared, ready for you to move into that place. The word blessed means to be empowered to prosper. The word prosper means to advance. It means to make progress. It means to take territory. And I'm trusting the Lord that you are going to have divine assistance as you go into the territories that God wants you to go into, and that you begin to take over places. You begin to achieve and begin to fulfill God's plans and purposes in the manner he wants you to do it, within the time frame and within the seasons he wants you to do those things. And for you to be able to do that, a man must receive divine help from the Lord. I pray this new year that those divine help will come to you, that angelic ministry will be released upon you so that you will fulfill all that God has called you to fulfill. Once again, I want to wish you a very happy new year, and I'm trusting God that this year we're going to have the best of all that God has for you. I decree and declare that the year will bring forth its harvest for you, that you will eat of the fullness of all that God has put in this year. I pray that everything that you have lost, everything that the cankerworm has eaten and the caterpillar has taken in the year 2020, I decree and declare a double portion for you in the year 2021. That is going to be your portion. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.
I am sure you have been blessed by today's episode of Compass. Compass comes to you on the station Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays by 6:30 a.m. and Sundays by 11 a.m. Let's continue the interaction on our social media platforms at Hela E. Michelia on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you could send a text message to 080-6154-3424. Until next time, keep moving in the direction of your destiny.